The reaction about this announcement is positive because the leader of the strong political party are not in this government, because they knew that if you are minister, you will not be a candidate, or if you are a prime minister. So it's why they didn't agree to be a minister.
General Sekouba Konaté, do you think he kind of gave in to international pressure, the African Union, the ECOWAS, or the civil society, that he should not stand for election?
The pressure from the international community and from what happened on the 28th September 2009, when military men killed civilians on the stadium, is why Sekouba is trying to organize elections and give the power to civilians.
The elections in Guinea, if they are held, they should be in June this year. Do you think the political parties will be prepared to take part in these elections?
Yes, of course, the political parties will participate to the election on June 27, because they want to change the situation by this election. They are ready to see the military people going back to the barrack. Guinea people don't like military men on power now, after Lansana Conte and Moussa Dadis Camara, and now Sekouba Konaté.
If General Sekouba Konaté is not standing and no military person, how different would the elections in June be from previous elections?
I think the election will be a serious election, and the organizer won't try to support one candidate against the others. Like if Sekouba Konaté, for instance, was candidate or another member of government, there will be a transparent election, I think.
Does Guinea have an independent electoral commission, or would this commission have to be formed before the June election?
Guinea have an independent electoral commission called CENI, Commission Electorale Nationale Indépendante. This commission had been elaborated during the last regime when Lansana Conte was in power. The president is Ben Sekou Sila.